Okay, welcome back. And let's look at sentence number two. It was her friendly smile that made me walk up and say hi. What's the major construction there? Well, if you said the major construction is cause and effect, you'd be correct. And the verb to make. It was her friendly smile that made me walk up and say hi. So that's a cause and effect presupposition. What else is present? Let's see. Past tense. So there's a temporal presupposition there. It was her friendly smile. We'd like to know what that means. That could be, we could ask ourselves, what does that mean by friendly smile? That made me walk up and say hi. The capability of walking, those are all presuppositions. But the primary one here that's present is a cause and effect presupposition. Okay, number three, if only he'd come home on time, the party wouldn't have gotten out of control. Only, you might think, gosh, this is a pretty good exclusive, but it's actually another cause and effect presupposition. If he had come home on time, then implied the party wouldn't have gotten out of control. I think we do want to know a couple things. We'd like to know what is meant by on time, what is meant by, what's the meaning of out of control. Of course, the existence of he, the existence of party, the out of control, what does that mean? That's sort of almost a nominalization. We'd like to know what that means. But the major construction, once again, is cause and effect. Number four, people have always given me more to do than I can handle. I like this sentence. It's a really interesting sentence. By the way, this is a client utterance, and it's really an interesting question. It's really an interesting statement. People have always given me more to do than I can handle. What do you think? I think it's a temporal. I think it's one of time. Always. People have always given me more to do than I can handle. You know what that means? That means if I was talking to this person, let's say it's a he, if I was talking to him and I was at his desk and his entire desk was empty and I put one small task on his desk, he would probably say, oh, that's more than I can handle. That's too much. So always in this case is a temporal presupposition. I think we also, you know, we got the existence of people. We've got the existence of those things which are given to him, implied there. And they're more than he can handle, which is an adjective adverb presupposition. All of those are important, but I think the key presupposition in this one is time. Number five, his easygoing personality is good PR for our company. And of course, that's a complex equivalence. The verb is in the middle really stands out in this one, and that's probably the most important part of the sentence. Easygoing personality, I'd like to know easygoing, modifying personality, good PR for our company, good modifying PR, that's an adjective. Easygoing, modifying personality, also another adjective. For our company, we'd like existence of company. But again, the complex equivalence is probably the most important part of this sentence. Number six, stop watching over your shoulder. Now, that's not a presupposition of time. You get it? Stop watch over your shoulder. Yeah. Well, if you got to explain them, they're not that funny. Okay. So stop watching over your shoulder. There is a presupposition of time, which is the word stop. Not necessarily the stop watching, but stop. But I like the awareness here. I like the presupposition of awareness, which is watching. Remember we said the verb to see, to hear, to feel, to taste, to smell. Those are all presuppositions of awareness. And the issue here is the watching. Of course, we've got the existence of shoulder. We've got the existence of something to watch. But the fact is that the presupposition is of awareness that's present there. Okay, number seven, only you can learn this. What do we have here? Well, I like the exclusive in the only. That's an exclusive or without an or. And we said when we were talking about exclusive ors that you could have an exclusive or without an or. Well, this is it. This is the exclusive or with no or present. In this case, so the word only sets us up for the exclusive or. The existence of you is a presupposition of existence. And the existence of something to learn and the possibility of learning or the awareness that could be possible through the learning, all of those are presuppositions. But again, I like the exclusive in this case. Number eight, either she goes to the store or I do. And obviously this is an exclusive or an inclusive or, probably an exclusive or. And either she's going to go or I'm going to go. And the way you tell an exclusive or is usually the consideration is mostly that it's digital. So either she or I, we're not including a lot of other choices. Either she goes to the store or I do. So we've got the existence of she and I, and we've got the existence of store. But the primary presupposition here is the exclusive. Number nine, first the winds came, then the rain. And that's what is that anyway? What is that? You might think that it was a cause and effect, but it wasn't really. Because even though you have a then, you have no if. And actually, the winds don't necessarily cause the rain anyway. So it is an ordinal. First the winds came, then the rain. The ordinal is the word first. And we have the existence of wind, existence of rain. And still, I like the ordinal the best. And then finally, number 10, opera makes me want to cry. By the way, this is true. And not in a good way. Opera makes me want to cry is a cause and effect because of the verb to make. We have the existence of opera, the existence of eyes, the implied existence of eyes, and the existence of tears. Oh my. But really, it's opera makes me want to cry is the primary cause and effect that's present there. Okay, so that's our tour de force of presuppositions. And if you want to rewind that again and study it, it'll really repay the amount of time that you spend in looking at that, because it's really, really a powerful set of presuppositions. And it'll allow you to structure your language in ways that will make a major difference for people.